The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your weekend on a Friday morning here on the world famous K-Rock. This hour, your ideas could become high profits. The return of the Dank Tank. And if you remember the last time we did a live Dank Tank, Allie, it was our 420 live broadcast from Pink's in the heart of Hollywood as we were unveiling the Ham Dogger, an idea so stupid slash so genius that it just had to be made. It's half hot dog, half hamburger, twice the fun on one bun. It's been oftentimes ripped off and duplicated now by many other people. I saw some guy who was going viral on TikTok, I think like 2 weeks ago, for his thing.
Yeah, because he photoshopped a hamburger and a hot dog together in a different way.
Yes, in a different way. And I was thinking to myself, man, everyone wants a piece of the original, but you know at Pink's,
we love the ham dog.
You know.
I love the ham dog.
That's right. Beautifully said. We all
it's
love
fine.
The ham dog. It isn't. It's more than fine, Jake. It's great is what it is. Richard Pink, the man, the myth, the legend behind Pink's. And Pink's has been in the news a lot lately because, obviously, they went from being Pink's to Blues to celebrate the Dodgers. Did a full paint job over there. But now they are celebrating a pretty epic anniversary. And as a result, we will all get to eat super cheap food for a while. And Richard wanted to join us. And I think, hold on 1 second. Hey, Richard Pink, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? It's great to be on with you.
Well, listen, you've been nothing but the
always
best
great.
To us. I think that the greatest turning point in the history of this show was when you embraced us at Pink's and allowed us to put our ridiculous ham dogger on your menu. And you've been nice enough to support that thing, even though I'm sure it's not your top-selling item. But still, here we are a couple years after the fact, and it's still right there. People can still go get it, can't they?
They absolutely love it. You know, the ham dogger is topped with mustard, 3 strips of bacon, chopped tomatoes, shredded cheese. And you know what it is? It's a hamburger and a hot dog in a bun.
Right.
You get the best of both worlds.
That's right.
When you can't make up your mind what to order at Pink's, a hot dog or a burger, you order a ham dogger.
That was it.
It's perfect.
We decided, let's come up with something.
It's like twice the fun.
Twice
I love that
fun.
Richard just picked us, the ham dogger.
I like it, Richard. Let's do it.
Richard, do you think you'd be able to rattle off the ingredients of every single hot dog you have on your menu? You have a million of them, but I feel like if anyone would know, it would be you.
Well, let's not put me to the test, okay? But I would do my best. You know, I did create all these 40-plus varieties of hot dogs, burgers. But I think what we're here to talk about is that Pink's is celebrating its 85th year in business.
It's crazy.
It's still family-owned and operated. I would say the majority of our employees have been with us 20, 30 years. Mm. And what we're doing to celebrate is that we are selling chili dogs for charity for 85 cents. This is a normal price of $7.50. It's 85 cents for 85 minutes at 8.05 p.m. on November 8th, starting November 8th today, for 5 nights. all the proceeds go to a different charity each night with a minimum donation of $5,000.
Whoa.
And that's how we are celebrating our 85th year in business. We're a humble little hot dog stand. We remember how we started with a little push cart and a 100-yard extension cord. The push cart my parents bought for $50 at La Brea and Melrose, and we're still there today, 85 years later, and it's still run and operated by the Pink family.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story. It's a real L.A. local story, legendary story. Allie's goosebumped up, mostly because of the 85 cents thing. She's so cheap, she's all turned on by that. But the money is obviously going to good causes, so we wanted to put that on your radar, and Richard asked if you could come on and help spread the word. We said, absolutely, but nothing but the best to us and to the community. And it's very rare that you see an event really happening anywhere that doesn't have Pinks popping up and helping out, because I feel like, Richard, you get asked for things all the time for whatever the cause may be, and I don't think you've probably ever said no. Even when we were going to try to feed the writers when they were on strike, we said, hey, can we come by and pick up a couple hundred ham doggers? You said, yep, be here in 20 minutes. I mean, you've never said no. You're always there for the community. And so as a result, please go support Pinks as they try to raise a lot of money.
Thank you for that. We love Kevin. We love Allie. You guys have been great supporters all this time, and we love Los Angeles for supporting us for 85 years.
Yeah.
And Richard, is it still blue over there, or have you painted it back to pink?
We painted it back after the Dodgers won the World Series, and we contributed $5,000 to the Los Angeles Dodgers Foundation, which is the profits from the sale of the Blues hot dog, which is what we called it. And it was a very popular dog, and I have to say we're so proud of the Dodgers, but we're now back to our normal colors.
And I would like you to take any profits you've ever made from the ham dogger and donate it to my charity of choice, which is this radio show.
Of course.
Okay, great. Perfect.
And it sells for $10.67, which is your call letter.
That's right. 106.7. You're the man. That's right.
That's
it is inflation proof.
Man, I don't know how they stay open 85 years. They're
all
so
right.
generous.
Starting at 8.05 p.m. for 85 minutes, get your 85-cent chili dogs at Pink's for the next five nights. Richard Pink, good to talk to you again. We are K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. It's almost Thanksgiving time, which means, and even some people, I think, are having their Friendsgivings already beginning. They're not even waiting around because they know everyone starts traveling, getting the hell out of town. So they're like, let's get together. Here on K-Rock, we are bringing back the Dank Tank. The Thanksgiving edition, which really means just any idea you've ever thought of while high, or maybe even not while high. Maybe you're just one of the thinkers that's always like, I got the next great idea. Give you an opportunity to pitch to us over the radio and live on YouTube. 800-520-1067. We will take your best pitches for ideas. We will pick our favorites. Sometimes we invest actual money into these projects. Sometimes we just give you things like tickets. So we will come back with the Dank Tank.
And yeah, you can be high when you come up with this idea, or you could be sober, and it's just a high adjacent idea. You know
what
I mean?
My dog was taken and used for food.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's a great idea, Trump. It's a great idea.
The point is, we're going to forget what you said 10 seconds after you said it.
So if you would like to pitch to us, you get all of us here. We'll listen. I'm telling you, I've been on the real Shark Tank. I think the Dank Tank is more impressive. The ideas we get here, way better than those dumb ideas on Shark Tank. Trust me, I was
out.
I know, I heard that before, Cuban. Thanks. So here's what we need from you. 800-520-1067. Your best idea. We'll pick our favorites, give you some tickets, and potentially you even get some of our money. And we'll do that after this quick break here at K-Rock. Crazy to think about this, but right now there is a billion-dollar idea that is in someone's brain that has yet to be developed. They have maybe thought about it. They've maybe told a few friends, but they've yet to actually put pen to paper. They haven't built a prototype yet. They haven't started trying to raise money. But someone right now, potentially even listening to this, has the next great billion-dollar idea, or at least multi-million-dollar idea. And that is why the Dank Tank was born. Technically, the Dank Tank was a ripoff of the Shark Tank, but it involved all those ideas you had while you were high, potentially. And you said, wow, what if we had a sitting shower? Isn't that a cool idea? And someone's like, well, that's just a bathtub. You're like, no. It's a shower, but for sitting.
There's a little seat in there.
And then people go, they have those things for handicapped people. And you go, well, regardless, it's a good idea. And then you move on.
Yeah, a lot of these ideas, you think it's original, and then you realize that it already existed and failed.
So.
Or it already existed and was very successful.
We give you the opportunity to pitch to us the greatest ideas that are currently percolating in your brain. We call this the Dank Tank. Up for grabs, tickets to see the LA Kings, and also potentially our actual money. We have invested in actual ideas in the past. Some of the ideas we've heard about on the Dank Tank have actually been developed. They are real items you can now actually go buy in stores, and it all started right here. It's time for the Dank Tank. Thanksgiving edition of the Dank Tank.
My idea is called the Blunt Etiquette Book.
Lego or Kinect set that you can put together, and you got your pipe or ball.
It's called the Dankometer.
Bug repellent, if they could make it smokable.
Instead of having a tree in your mirror, we're going to have, like, weed leaves hanging, bruh.
It's Vicodin for your mouth. We should put popcorn out of business and start serving mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese at the movies instead of popcorn. Yummy. That was one of the many ideas we've received. They're not all good, but they're all very high, and some of them very original as well. Welcome to the Dank Tank. 800-520-1067.
All right, what do we got?
Let's say hi to Eric. I always like the first pitch out of the gate because it sets the tone for what type of Dank Tank this will be. Hello, Erica. Welcome to K-Rock and welcome to the Dank Tank, the Thanksgiving edition with your high ideas. What do you got?
Hi, nice to be here.
Thank you for being on.
I actually did take a hit this morning, so it's pretty funny we have this game.
Yep.
So my idea would be to have insulated pockets so that when you have a cold beverage, a.k.a. a cold one, you can keep your cold beverage cold in your jacket. You know, if you're taking a walk or you're on the way to a Dodger game, that would be my idea.
So it's a jacket that has one insulated pocket, almost one mini cooler pocket that would be for beverages that you're drinking on the go.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I think a lot of the beverage holders, like a lot of those swell bottles and all those things, are pretty effective, right? They keep things very cold.
But if you're drinking a beer and you've got an extra one you want to grab for later, you want to put it in the pocket, you don't want a warm beer that's been in your pocket. So the idea that you've got this one cooler pocket, she knows what I'm saying.
That's right, Erica.
That's the idea. Obviously, this is a person that reached into her pocket and pulled out a warm beer too many times and said, if only this pocket was insulated, this problem would be solved.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you think about just one pretty well insulated pocket,
Does she have a name for her invention?
Let me ask. Erica, have you thought of a name yet for this insulated pocket for your extra beer?
I'd say let's call it the pack jacket. The cold pack jacket.
The cold packet jacket.
Great. Rolls
cold
right off the...
Jacket.
Yep, love it. Okay. Well, before you had a name, I wasn't sure I'm sold, but now I'm kind of sold.
Now that you came up with that on the fly, we're impressed.
The cold packet jacket for just an occasion. And that pocket could only hold one drink? I just want to clarify this, Erica.
You can have two. You'll have two on each side.
Oh.
Two on, that's so many.
You walk around.
So four beers?
You look like Duffman.
All right. Duffman.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the first idea in the
great place to start.
I had a shirt one time. I don't remember this company, but it was cool because they had basically in the inside of the shirt, it was a T-shirt, they had an extra patch sewn on the inside that was meant for if you had to open a beer.
Oh, cool.
So you wouldn't like get your shirt all, like it was an extra patch and it was literally just to basically, if you wanted to do that thing where you use your T-shirt
and
to
you didn't want to rip your shirt
open the
or
beer.
Something, yeah.
And I thought that was a smart idea because I'd never seen that before, but that company went out of business. Let's say hi.
What a beautiful, touching story.
Let's say hi to Henry. Welcome to the Dank Tank now. High ideas, turning them into high profit. Any high idea is a good one. What's up, Henry? What do you got for us?
So, I always put a lot of ingredients on my hot dog when I go to convenience stores or 7-Eleven. So, I just want to sum it up, make it easier. How about we have a jalapeno bottle with relish together on it? Like, the jalapenos and relish? Why not?
Love that pitch. Great pitch. Why not?
Jalapenos and relish. Why not? Yeah.
All right.
And you know what?
Yeah.
And you could probably use it for the family taco white night, because they always put weird stuff on their food. So why not?
Yeah. For white people taco night? Yeah. I would buy that.
He's right.
As long as Heinz made it.
Yeah, taco people white night. He got it.
Hey, Henry, what would you call this concoction?
Let's call it a relish peño bottle.
All right. Relish peño.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's a good idea, right?
I would totally buy that.
What is he even pitching? I have no idea.
So he would mix the, you know how you put chopped jalapenos on your hot dog?
It's all already mixed together.
Yes, it's all already mixed together.
It's actually not bad. Yeah,
you get like a spicy relish. I'm all about that.
Not the worst.
Because he's right. You go up to the hot dog thing and you have to pick out the peppers. You got to do the onions. Right. You got to do the relish.
Right. It's all mixed together.
It's a lot of work.
Well, the reason they do that, Allie, is because not everyone likes everything. He's saying he likes everything, so have it all pre-made. But some people like the idea of picking a few things.
Okay, well, if this is for the people that don't, they want it all.
Let's say hi to Corey. Corey, welcome to the Dank Tank. All ideas welcome here. We'll pick our favorite, give away some tickets, and potentially even our own money. The pitches have been strong so far today.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Klein, Allie?
What's up?
So, you know, when you're in the shower and someone turns on the water at one of the sinks and your shower goes cold and you're like, hey, stop, you yell across the house, I'm in the shower. So I came up with this idea where you have these little rubber like discs and you throw a three pack, let's say a three pack, and it says stop, I'm in the danking shower, and then you put them in each sink in the house. That way when you're super stoned and you forget that somebody's taking a shower and you go to wash your hands or something, it's right there in the sink and you're like, oh yeah, I can't use the water.
So it's a reminder idea that you put on all the
so before you shower you're running around the house through every sink
everywhere.
I got a shower, guys, this seems like a lot of work.
Hey, you don't think just yelling to everyone, I'm going to shower for 5 minutes, don't use the sink, would work?
I love that he had to make rubber discs. Like, why is it...
I did paper plates first just to test it.
You made prototypes.
They're going to get wet and get ruined. Oh.
And this isn't an 80s movie. Like, I don't think that happens at every household.
Yeah, some old plumbing, it does still happen.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to have, like, some high-tech water heater or something for that not to happen.
Corey,
no, just the regular one.
Corey, what is the name for this idea, the three packs? And by the way, apparently, if you have more than three sinks in your place, you're screwed. He's got a three pack. What is the name? Right. What is the name for this?
Stop them in the danking shower.
Oh, got it. Okay. And then you would have to put, if you had like a washing machine, you'd have to put them on those
dishwasher.
Too.
Dishwasher.
Yeah, like a little suction cup on the back of it, so you can like just like suction it to the side.
Well, spying so many things.
All right, it's a lot of warnings. After the shower,
it's
a
big QVC order.
You got to walk around and pick them all up like an Easter egg hunt. Every time.
Exhausting. But I like it.
Allie, you going to invest?
I think maybe.
Allie may invest in that one.
I smell a good idea.
Stacy, welcome to the Dank Tank on K-Rock. Good morning. All ideas welcome. What do you got?
My idea is a timer that you can put your gummies in so you don't take too many too soon.
Oh, so it's like
time-release gummy situation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
because, you know, a lot of people now have those automatic time dispensers for their pets, and it's sort of like having one for yourself for your weed.
Yeah, you eat a gummy, you think to yourself, oh, I'm not feeling anything, I'm going to take three more gummies right now, and then they all hit you at once, and you feel like you're trying to eat your own face, and this would be some sort of a time release system.
Or like you'd have to, you know how some of those, like you're not a bot, so you have to solve this problem ahead of time, you know, like if there's just something really quickly that's like, what's 3 + 2? And if you can figure that out, you can have another gummy.
David, you're in the Dank Tank now. We're looking for ideas that we think are worthy of our investment. We will invest tickets. We will invest potentially cash money and our time as well. Go ahead. You're in the Dank.
Sweet ditties.
Sweet ditties.
Sweet ditties. Good, sir. What's up?
Okay, mine's the speaker koozie. Because every time when I'm out, like down at the lake or camping or just wherever, I'm drinking beer, I walk away from the portable phone. Or the portable speaker, and then it kind of loses its reception. So I just stick it to my koozie, and I go everywhere, and it's always playing.
Wow.
The speaker koozie.
So the speaker is built into the koozie.
Yeah.
What if you walk away from your drink?
Well, I'll still have the koozie.
Uh-huh.
You would walk away from the drink, but take the koozie.
All right.
I thought you'd say I would never walk away from my drink.
You put a cold one in there every time.
Yeah, okay. All right, this is just...
Seems like if something went wrong, you'd electrocute yourself.
This was just the first batch of ideas. We have not yet picked a winner because we wanted to give you some time to remember that great idea you had 6 months ago. Wow, you smoked way too much indica. But
that
now,
last one exists, by the way.
Oh, it
really?
Exists.
Yeah,
sorry.
It does.
Cannot accept that last one.
Wow.
800-520-1067. If you can't get through on the phones, you can text. You can get in the message board right now, streaming on YouTube. We are K-Rock.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, lightning round of the Dank Tank is officially underway now. So many high ideas we've already heard. Some good ones, some not so good ones, but overall, what do you expect?
Well, 714 had a good one on the text line. My idea is weed balloon animals. We fill them with half weed, half helium, or half weed, half nitrous. Ooh. And that way, when you're getting high, you can hear yourself talk in a really high-pitched voice, but also you're just really high also.
That'd be too much goodness in one thing.
Yeah.
I'd be just laughing like crazy. I don't think I'd be able to stop laughing.
I know.
Then you'd be sad because that beautiful giraffe you had a moment ago is now deflated. Oh. You're just holding the carcass of a dead balloon.
Seriously.
Giraffe.
I know. Why wouldn't
that's
you
a real mind F.
Inflate the balloon and then suck it up. Why do you have to make the whole animal?
Get real high and start crying. You're holding a...
You go through so much effort.
All right, let's go up and down these phones very quickly because we have yet to hear the idea that has captured our hearts.
Klein, can I just say this one? Just for you. 626, I have a multi-million dollar idea for the holidays. Pumpkin pie wine. It is a sparkling wine that actually tastes like pumpkin pie.
Well,
it's a flavor you could add to your arsenal.
Thank
you. Dude, you got to get in on the pumpkin craze, man.
Pumpkin pie wine would crush.
I don't believe in pumpkin pie.
Dude, Trader Joe's would put that in their store immediately.
Totally.
All right,
Come
make
on,
it.
Man. Why not?
Philip, welcome to the Dank Tank. We have this is the lightning round now. We got 3 minutes
Jake
left.
Jake was really proud of that.
I know. Yeah. He was. Let's go.
New catchphrase.
The ace.
It's not the catchphrase. Never again. That was not even fine, Jake. I don't even know what you want to call that. Go ahead, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, am I on?
Yep.
Rock and roll.
I'm out.
Okay. So you know how chicken skin is the best part, right?
Chicken skin is the best part. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay,
you've got me.
So
good pitch.
We genetically modify chickens to mix them with lizards. And so they keep shedding their chicken skin, right?
Chicken skin factory.
Genius.
It's kindness to them because it's very irritating. That skin is very irritating to them. So we scrape it off them, we eat it, and then they grow more.
And then they don't have to get killed.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, lizard chickens. I love it.
Every time you get home, there's just a fresh snack in your driveway of new modified chicken lizard skin.
Cool, it's get on Wednesday. That. Yeah. Got another chicken skin.
Philip, that is not the worst idea we've ever heard, and that's crazy. Jim, on the Dank
Tank. That would take so much work just for chicken skin.
Not really, Allie. They're bringing back dinosaurs. They can make this happen. That's very easy. Sheddable chicken skin. I would eat that all day, every day. I love chicken skin. Go ahead, Philip. Jim, hello. Sorry. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning. So, yeah, my idea is... booties that you use to scrub the shower while you're taking a shower.
Oh, I like this.
You get dirty. You know, I get dirty sometimes. And when you shower, all that stuff sits in the bottom of the shower pan of the tub. And put your little, you know, it kind of dries up. Then the next time you jump in the shower, you put your little booties on, scrape it all off, you know, you're good to go.
Right, so you're wearing some sort of scrubbing shoes, so you're cleaning while you're showering.
Yeah, because when you get in the shower and you're trying to clean it, but then you're either barefoot and you're getting your feet all over the grossness, or you have shoes on and you're tracking in dirt. So I love this idea. I would totally use that.
Ball on the Dank Tank. Got time for two more ideas. What's up?
All right, hey guys, Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs.
So you know when you're smoking your bowl, or maybe you're smoking a cigarette and your breath's getting kind of funky. Imagine if you had something like a Bic lighter on one end. You flip it over and it's a Banaka breath spray in different flavors right there. It's called the Clean Light. You got everything you need to party right in your hands.
Now, what would be the fluid in the middle? Would it be the good-smelling breath spray, or would it be the lighter fluid you need for the lighter to work?
So it's actually got both, but we're going to need our engineers to make sure it doesn't explode or something.
Obviously. Right, yeah, that's a good idea.
It's fine.
I think it's a good idea, Jake. So we've heard quite a few ideas today, Allie, and we will let Jeannie give us the last one. And then we'll decide who wins the Dank Tank. But I wish we could do this all day, but we can't because we've got more important things to get to. And by more important, I mean equal level of stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, he told me to take you off speaker, so I'm going to pull over. So my idea is a cough catcher. So it came up in my head during H1N1. I was teaching preschool, and all these kids are coughing in my face. And what it is, it's a little patch, like a big Band-Aid wrapper. You open it, you stick it on the inside of the kid's little jacket, And then when he needs a cough, he just pulls open his jacket and coughs in it, and all the germs are killed instantly inside the jacket. They could be sold in airports. They can have little cartoon characters on them.
Huh.
It's going to kill germs. And I even tried to pitch it to InventHelp, but I couldn't pay $10,000 for that.
Well, we don't need that here. We just need 5 minutes of your time.
And then we just say, boom, and it's done.
Catcher. Yep. All right. Cough catcher. Interesting.
I don't know how that would work, but I'm not smart.
Well, it's really just shifting the idea of when a kid's got a cough, usually they just right out with it. But you'd have a thing.
Isn't that
like
why they created masks?
Yeah, but you have like a bullseye inside your jacket. No,
it's like a wet wipe inside your jacket. Oh. So you're kind of like, you know, coughing into that, and that catches all the germs.
And it would have some sort of an antibacterial something or other. That's the idea.
Wouldn't you want to put it on the crook of your elbow?
Well, you could put a lot of places. I thought she was going to suggest just taping kids' mouths shut.
I was saying that.
That was a great idea. I put it over their mouth.
I was like, okay.
All right. Allie, we've heard quite a few ideas. Only one can win this dank tank, get some tickets to see the Kings, and potentially an investment of our own money. Who's your vote for?
Well, I have to say the jalapeno relish.
Really?
Is my favorite idea, yeah. Because I really enjoy it because I would totally buy it.
Because his pitch when he said, what'd he say? Yeah. Because of that.
Because why not?
Because why not? Right, yeah. That was his pitch. Omar, you got a favorite that stood out to you among all the ideas we just heard?
I mean, the guy that wants to modify lizards and chickens so the animal could just keep growing the chicken skin is pretty spectacular. I like that one.
Here's why that idea to me stood out as well. It is exactly what the dang tank was designed for. You see a lizard running around, it's losing its skin. You think, I've never thought to myself that lizard skin would be delicious, but you know the chicken skin is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go, if there's a way to do it where all of a sudden all this skin that's just being wasted is actually edible, I mean, this is a high idea at its finest.
This is how we save the planet.
I agree, but it would take a little work, but I still like that one. Jake, you got a vote?
Dude, it's the chicken skin guy by a mile.
I know, right. 951 said, lizard chicken wins.
Hey, Philip.
Yeah.
You brought us a high idea that probably no one else in the world would have listened to. We not only have listened to it, we have decided that you are the winner of the Dank Tank for your concept of genetically modifying lizards and chickens.
Yeah, so how much money do you need to make this idea a reality?
I'm going to say $50,000.
Okay, well, we're going to give you two tickets to the LA Kings, and then we're going to worry about the rest. We're going to go GoFundMe going or something.
We'll just put a lizard and a chicken together.
Just give me a lizard and a chicken, and I'll rub them together.
Great. I love it. We got a solution. Perhaps the big news is the announcement that we gave you yesterday about K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas, Smashing Pumpkins, 311, Jimmy Eat World, Beck, the list goes on and on. Full lineup up on the socials, Klein Alley Show and K-Rock. Tickets on sale a week from today. Of course, we'll have some to give you next week, I'm sure. But there's other news happening in the world, believe it or not. Not as exciting as that. And here she is to break it down.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Just news it.
All right, the Grammy nominees are out. As expected, there are many nominations for Travis Kelce's Girlfriend. Let's just say that. Interesting changes to the country genre because
Beyonce. T. Swift.
That's right. Klein is a bigger fan than anybody.
The biggest.
Seeing Beyonce and Post Malone nominated for Best Country Album certainly is a, quote, shakeup in the genre, as a lot of people would say. Album of the Year is jam-packed. So you have Beyonce's album, Sabrina Carpenter's album, Charlie XCX. You've got Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, and Taylor Swift all nominated for Album of the Year. And Chappell Roan is also nominated for Song of the Year, Best New Artist, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance. So she got a ton of nominations. And Best Rock Album, congrats to Green Day, who was nominated for Saviors. Jack White was nominated for No Name. Pearl Jam for Dark Matter. The Black Crowes were nominated, and also the Rolling Stones for their new album, Hackney Diamonds. And Best Alternative Music Performance, you have Cage the Elephant nominated for Neon Pill. So there's some of the K-Rock artists that have been nominated for a Grammy, and the Grammys will take place next February. All right, now the news that nobody really cares about or needs. Raygun the breakdancer has announced her retirement from breaking, and this is what she had to say about it, if you care at all.
I still break, but I don't compete.
You won't
I'm not
compete
gonna compete
again.
Anymore. No. I was going to keep competing for sure, but that seems really difficult thing for me to do now to approach a battle.
Because she was just so misunderstood during the Olympics, she feels like, you know, her illustrious career ended just as soon as it began, and she couldn't seriously continue her career because she would just be so mocked every time she tried to approach it. But I still think everybody is wondering whether or not this is all a joke.
Right. I mean, but the greatest story ever in the Disney movie ending would be she breaks her ass off for the next 4 years and then comes to
LA.
And
then is amazing.
And competes and wins, maybe even in disguise. And then she rips off the fake face and everyone realizes, oh my God, that's Ray Gun.
Do you think she has the same thing that William Hung guy has, where it's like they think they're really good and they're not?
Like,
I consider it to be some kind of a mental illness.
How dare you accuse
William
Hung.
Yeah, don't throw shade at William Hung,
But William Hung thought he was good.
He is good. He's the best.
Did you ever hear his rendition of She Bangs? It's one of the best songs ever.
I have, but I haven't heard it in a while. It would be a great walk down memory lane if you can pull that up.
No, I got it for you right here.
I go crazy cause she looks like a flop, but she stings like a bee. Like every girl in history. She bangs, she bangs. Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
Thank you.
I love that you did that.
I love that you did that. She cannot say anything negative.
Listen.
Said things.
Still talking about that guy 10 years, 15 years later.
But isn't it weird that Ray Gunn is kind of the modern version of that?
Legendary
status. And she's so hateable.
Oh, there's nothing hateable about this guy.
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby. When she moves, she moves.
Man, I am horny now. I love everything about that.
That's enough. All right, it's been a stressful emotional week for a lot of people. Whether those emotions are positive or negative depends on where you lean politically or just in general with the way you want the city to change, etc. And former and elected President Donald Trump has now begun to fill his cabinet. He has officially chosen Susie Wiles as his chief of staff. And get a load of this nickname.
She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves.
Is that what they say about her?
That's what they say about her.
Her nickname is the Ice Maiden.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool? Here's the description. I mean, it's cool depending on how you look at it. But Susie Wiles, on one hand, is the generous neighbor who brings you casseroles and sends you flowers when you're in the hospital. On the other hand, she's a ruthless political operator who was the mastermind behind getting Donald Trump back in office.
Oh, brutal.
I know, so it'll be interesting to see how long she's in a position before they fire her.
He's a king of the nickname, so did he give her the nickname? The
I don't know, I'm just
whatever?
Seeing Ice
no,
Maiden everywhere.
No, that's too good for Trump.
Yeah, Trump would call her like Bug Eyes or something.
But no matter how you feel, you can listen to Aaron Paul's words. This is what he put on his Instagram.
Look, no matter what side of the fence you're on, you gotta just protect each other. It is what it is.
Hey,
it ain't what it is.
Bud Light Bros said it. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Grammy nominated. Congratulations, Green Day.
The Bud Light Brothers?
No. Snubbed yet again. It's Green Day. Brand new hour of the show. We kick it off next on K-Rock.